T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police trying to find the killer of a University of Chicago graduate in broad daylight yesterday. Happened near the University campus in Hyde Park. The latest this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
It was 2 in the afternoon. Chicago police say a 24-year-old recent U of C graduate was on the sidewalk in the 900 block of East 54th Place when he was attacked. A car pulled up and a gunman got out demanding the man's property. We don't know whether he gave up anything, but we do know the gunman shot the man in the chest, killing him. This neighbor tells CBS2.
It's right outside my apartment, so it's scary. I walk down here every day.
Chicago police are checking out surveillance video in the area for clues as to who was behind the killing near the university and a public elementary school. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Skokie residents will have an opportunity next week to weigh in on a plan by the car vending machine company Carvana to build a retail location there. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story.
Carvana's plan includes a 135-foot-tall glass and steel lighted tower that would display cars along with office space on the site of what's now a parking lot at 9801 Woods Drive. It's near a housing complex. Skokie resident Minna Einhorn, who lives next door, says there's all kinds of issues. She told the Skokie Review there's noise and light and a forest preserve right here. She added, what does it do to the wildlife in the forest preserve? Carvana needs a zoning change to move forward with the project. Matt Brandmeier, the community development director with the village, says Carvana has been meeting with area residents attempting to reach an agreement. There's a plan commission hearing on the 18th that's expected to be well attended. That's the story from Skokie.
Kane County Vaccination Hub in Batavia is now accepting reservations for children to get the Pfizer COVID-19 shot. Officials say appointments for children ages 5 through 11 begin today, and more will be added weekly. And now from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Good morning. Taking a 2-0 lead. Looks pretty good. The Blackhawks' Jujhar Khaira and Seth Jones scoring their first goals of the season, but Pittsburgh strikes back with a couple of third-period goals past Marc-Andre Fleury. It's into overtime. Then a shootout at the United Center where Jonathan Toews and Alex DeBrincat both score, and Fleury stops both shots he faces. The Hawks survive the Penguins 3-2 for their third win of the season and a 2-0 record under interim coach Derek King.
They were going to push. We knew that. They tilted the ice, and it was like that treadmill. You know, you got the treadmill fully tilted up, and we were at the bottom of it. We just could not get ourselves out of it. But the fact that these guys, they stood in front of pucks, they were diving everywhere. It wasn't pretty again, but they're finding a way to play for each other.
Definitely a different vibe among the Hawks. 42 saves in the win for Fleury. King runs an optional practice today. They play Friday with Arizona here. Two massive upsets on college basketball opening night. Western Illinois, a 17.5-point underdog, tips over Nebraska on a late three-pointer, 75-74. And Northern Illinois wins at Washington, 71-64. The Huskies were 19-point underdogs. 11th-ranked Illinois, Northwestern, Loyola, all easy winners. UIC fell by 10 to Dayton. DePaul hosts Coppin State tonight in its opener. 41-year-old Greg Brown is the Cubs' new hitting coach. Brown's been the Tampa Bay Rays minor league hitting coordinator the last 2 years. Also a former Astros scout who wants to discover current big leaguers J.D. Martinez and Kike Hernandez. Baseball's general managers' meetings continue through tomorrow in Carlsbad, California. DeMar DeRozan and the Bulls are 3-point favorites hosting Dallas tonight. That's a 7 o'clock start, 6:70 the score. Wednesday night, Maction, Northern Illinois, a 2.5-point home underdog, hosts Ball State tonight. I'm on with the Bears. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's police superintendent is recommending a sergeant be fired in connection with a wrongful raid.
Chicago Police Sergeant Alex Walensky is accused of failing to intervene during the botched raid of Anjanette Young's Near West Side home in February of 2019. His disciplinary charges include failing to show Young a copy of the search warrant and allowing officers to handcuff her while she was naked. Superintendent David Brown is now recommending Walensky be fired from the Chicago Police Department. CBS 2 first reported the wrongful raid in December of 2020. Nearly 2 years later, Walensky will have his first disciplinary hearing on December 3rd. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Fraternal Order of Police is criticizing a move by the Chicago Police Department to abruptly cancel officers' regular days off for this weekend. As WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports this morning, it's the latest point of contention between the city and the union.
Police Union President John Catanzara points out that First Deputy Superintendent Eric Carter has put out a memo canceling regular days off for this upcoming weekend in apparent violation of at least the spirit of an agreement made in mediation. Catanzara hints that the move is in anticipation of possible trouble depending upon the results of the Kenosha trial of Kyle Rittenhouse.
They do not get to just keep saying we need manpower just in case, you know, a verdict doesn't go positive and all of a sudden there's upheaval. That's not the way this department needs to be ran, but that's what happens when you put a hack in charge of doing the mayor's bidding.
Catanzara goes on to call Deputy Superintendent Carter a pathetic leader. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Students in the Chicago Public Schools will be off Friday as part of the COVID vaccination effort. Dr. Allison Arwady, Commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health, explains why the city chose the day to make a big push for vaccination.
To get that first or second vaccine, but also to get the booster vaccine about 2 weeks in advance of Thanksgiving, if you're going to plan to be gathering. And, of course, trying to get younger children the opportunity to get at least that first dose in terms of Thanksgiving.
She says the health department's been studying where the more than 200,000 children between the ages of 5 and 11 years old live in the city and sending vaccines there. After last year's holiday season, which was dominated by online shopping, Illinois tourism leaders are putting the spotlight on small businesses across the state.
The Illinois Office of Tourism has added 28 new small businesses statewide to its Illinois Made program. Deputy Director Carla Flannery.
It's a program that spotlights the people, products, and experiences unique to Illinois, inspiring travelers to explore off the beaten path destinations around the state.
The additions include Hungry Monkey Bakery in Lake Forest, Riley's Vegan Sweets and Eats in Peoria, and Bright Endeavors, a Chicago candle shop.
These candles are made by young moms, so these are people that are actually training for a job while making these candles, which is just a wonderful way of buying something that you actually need, that is going to make you feel good, but it's also helping a lot of people move forward in life.
You can learn more at enjoyillinois.com. Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's been 18 months since the start of the pandemic, and wastewater agencies are continuing to deal with the issue of the people flushing unflushable wipes down toilets. WBBM's Mike Krauser with more.
The Northern Moraine Wastewater Reclamation District serving eastern McHenry County recently had to deal with what the Northwest Herald described as a huge, nasty clog caused by wipes, often marketed as flushable. The district has spent $37,000 replacing pipes. The manager says it's a bad habit and it's causing chaos. They're far from alone. Many have dealt with this for 18 months. In some cases, the source can be traced. Large nursing homes, for example. And a new state law takes effect next year requiring do not flush labels on wipes that are not intended to break down in sewers. A wastewater agency in South Carolina sued a manufacturer that claimed its wipes were flushable. It's about to be settled, setting flushable standards. A trade organization rep says the manufacturer saw a way to get a competitive advantage and took it. All you never wanted to know about flushable wipes.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.